I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on WordMaster, another in our recent conversations with English teachers from around the world. These are teachers I met in Seattle at the annual convention of the association known as TESOL, Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages. Every year, I ask some of the teachers I meet what it's like to teach English in their country. This week, the spotlight is on a former Soviet republic of 4 million people in Eastern Europe.
My name is Victoria Galii, and I'm the director of the International Language Training Center in Moldova. And Moldova is a very small country between Ukraine and Romania. And our school has been operating since 1994. And we teach English, predominantly English, but also German, Romanian, Italian. And we're going to expand and add a few more languages like Spanish and French. And we teach English to adults, to the 16 and older, but also we have teenagers and young learners like 4.5 and 6 through 6 years old. What it is like teaching in Moldova? Well, it is not easy. Because I would say that we don't have native English speakers, teachers. That's one thing. And then another thing is the difficulty is to train our local teachers. Because again, we would like to be more exposed into international programs, but again, we don't have those. But I would say that the interest to English is growing and rapidly. Maybe because it's of the European Union that is out there, close to Moldova, getting closer to Moldova. But I would say mostly because young people, they would like to study English and go study abroad. Or use English in their work in those companies that are international companies. Again, it's the interest is growing because in Moldova, it's a special thing about Moldova is that French was the language that people would study in schools and universities, and whenever it is something that comes up in English, so people had difficulty. And again, now the interest is growing, and so now French is not that popular, of course, and English is number one language.
And how much influence are you seeing of slang, of American slang from movies, from television, or maybe from emails among the young people in their writing?
It's huge. I mean, absolutely huge, and especially with small kids. Sometimes they come and they say something that the teachers do not understand, and then parents say, we watched these cartoons, and then that's why the kid picks up language from cartoons or movies rapidly. We have these workshops, Saturday workshops for free for our students, and slang, American slang, was one of our topics just because there is interest among students, and that's why this is something that we needed to explore.
Well, as an English teacher, how do you feel about that when students, use it? Do you teach them the proper context, or when it's okay to use slang and when it's not?
Of course, we have to teach slang, but within the appropriate content, right? The thing is that we are far away from that contact as teachers. That's why this is one of the problems that we face. We would like to have to know more, to hear more about slang and using slang in everyday speech. It's just the thing that we don't have that opportunity every day.
Victoria Galii is Executive Director of the International Language Training Center in Chișinău, Moldova. So far in the past few weeks, we've brought you English teachers from Iraq, Libya, the United States, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and now Moldova. These segments can all be found at our website. Go to voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. I'm Avi Arditi.